second chapter of Philippians. All right. He did know where I went, didn't he?
Yeah.
All right. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill, yea, my joy, that yea, be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we have a fellowship of the Spirit of the Lord. I'm glad that when we walk in the building with one of mind and one accord, everybody loving each other, then you can feel it. You know it. I'm glad for that. Being in one mind as Christ was. In His mind, He loved you. He loved me. Our Lord come all the way from heaven. But He had a greater love than me and you.
Amen.
He loved His Father more than we could ever, ever even imagine loving Him. But He still loved us. He loved us when we were sinners, when we was unlovable. Our Lord, now He loved us. He cared for us. He gave us the things that we had need of. I'm going to try my best to be slowed down and as much as possible. But if there's any comfort in love, fulfill my joy. And I like to feel His joy. I like to feel the joy of the love that the Lord gives. In 1 John chapter 3, 17. But whoso has this world's goods and see his brother has need and shut up his bowels of compassion, I about missed that, from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. If we shut up the bowels of our mercy and our love towards our brethren, how in the world can we even think about asking the Lord for anything? If we have the love of Christ and the love of God, and we go out and we feel with the Holy Ghost and comfort of love and the Holy Ghost power, then our aim and our being will reach out and try to help somebody that's in need. He said, how in the world, if we have the riches and the cares and the things of this world, I can see our brethren has need, and we shut up the bowels of mercy unto them. How are we going to make it? We're going to read this a little bit more. Then hopefully we'll get into a message. My. In James, 2nd chapter, 15th verse. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? Even so, faith, if it be not, have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thine faith without thine works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believed and trembled. But well, thou knowest, O vain man, that faith without works is dead.
That's right.
Now, we may go all of our life, and we may say we're Christians, and oh, we got faith, and we got this, and we got that. Brother, if we ain't got our compassion one for another, and we don't have nothing. I've got a heart full of selfishness and without compassion for anybody. If we are really true Christians, born-again believers, we love one another, right? We have compassion one for another, right? If we see our brother, right? Or our sister, right? Needs something to eat, right? Daily food, right? You're gonna say, and maybe naked, without anything, to put on, you're gonna say, sister, we love you, go in peace, I will not fight against you, but we be filled, be warm, but we shut up our bowels, mercy for them, listen, we're far worse off, we're naked, before God, in that, our salvation, profit us nothing. Listen, today, whenever we lay down at night, and we, would you want to wake in the morning when the sun breaks through and gives light to the world, and whenever you lift it up your eyes and see Jesus standing on the cloud of glory, how would you want to hear him say, because you shut up the bowels of mercy yesterday and the day before, depart from me, I never knew you. Brother, listen, if there be any comfort of love, listen, any spirit of God, listen today, you may say, I'm saved, I'm on my way to glory. But brother, listen, if we have faith alone, listen, the devil, he believed and he trembled, because I know the devil has power, but the devil is no match for the host of heaven.
Amen.
Listen, but it's up to us to decide what lives in our heart. It's not the host of heaven. Jesus loved us, come and died for us. But it's our choice what we do with him. See, preacher, I go to church when I get ready. I do with my neighbor what I want. It ain't nobody's business. But one glorious day, Jesus said to them, he said, come up here and live with me. He said, I was hungry and you fed me not. I was naked and you clothed me not. Listen, all of these things, I was in prison. I needed a comfort of a word, but you wouldn't give it to me. He said, depart from me. Lord, when? When did I see you in all of this situation? And I shut up the bowels of mercy to you. He said, as much as you did it not to these, at least to me, my brethren, you didn't do it to me. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Listen, we ought to be the happiest people they are because we have a change of eternal life. Listen, maybe we don't live just exactly where we know we ought to live. We have an opportunity to do something about it. If we see our brother has need of something, and we turn and go our own way, listen, what kind of state you going to live in? What are you going to say when Jesus claims his own? We have a chance today to correct the errors of our way. We have an opportunity. We have a choice to make. What kind of choices do we make? Brother Eric's already committed that he was doing wrong and he's changing the errors of his way. I'm saying me and everybody else has a lot of room to correct the errors of the way. We have a lot of room to move up. If we don't start with the love of God, I will not get there. I will not change. I just on the wrong. I just turning over another leaf. I won't work. I listen. I just saying a word. By mouth, by tongue. I ain't going to cut it. But brother, listen. I say it. But the deeds from our heart. I taking action. Our work because that we love God. I taking the action. As what's going to count one day after a while.
Amen. That's right.
I like to see these boys grow and stand strong when the trials of life, not only these boys but everyone, whenever the storms of life comes, the wind blows, the rains comes, but yet we stand tall. We stand firm, unmovable. I mentioned about old Stephen. Now you take Stephen. He was steadfast, unmovable. Man, I tell you what, that's the way we got to be if we make heaven.
Amen.
We can't just make up our mind that we're going to do better and by change we might do better. We got to put an effort in it.
Amen.
Listen. If we had a longing, we had a desire to go to heaven, we got to put a work in it with our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Our faith and our works together.
That's right.
We have faith. I'll show you my faith by my works.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I tell you what, when we see somebody down through the week and we just reach out, I know that we can't do everything all the time. But we can do a little something. Even the man. He girded up the man and how that was left for dead. He binded him up, put him on his own beast. I don't know, it sounded to me like he walked. But he laid the man on his own beast and took him to an inn. Give him what he had. Said, take care of him. I wonder what we would do. I wonder with the attitude and the lifestyle that we're living, what would we do? Would we go around him? Well, I've got an appointment down here and I got to be there by a certain time. Well, maybe this next man's going to come along and help him out. Oh, I want to pray for you, buddy. Maybe our prayers wouldn't go as high as our head. I don't know why this morning I went this way and I ain't going to question it. But there's areas in your life that